This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A North Texas program is working to protect big cats around the world by trying to better understand the voices of tigers. Courtney Dunn works for the Dallas World Aquarium and is founder of the Preston Project. Courtney, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First off, how does recording the sounds that tigers make help with conservation efforts?
In order to protect tigers, you really have to know exactly where they can be found out in a national park. And so they have various different census methods to determine that, from tracking paw prints to using camera traps to get photos of tigers. But the truth is, a lot of these methods are pretty outdated. So my idea was, let's try and track them with their vocalizations and introduced acoustic monitoring into the equation.
What other things can we learn from the sounds that tigers make?
Quite a few different characteristics from tigers can be determined by their voices alone, not only individual, but also whether they're male or female, as well as things such as age, weight, and breeding status.
Now, how do you actually record these tigers? You can't just stick a mic in their face, can you?
Actually, that's how I started. So I had a small microphone plugged into a little mini laptop just to test if I could actually record their vocalizations and do it well. And I could. And from that, I eventually got various grants to purchase something called song meters. Little acoustic recorders look like a little green box, nothing fancy at all. Originally intended for bird vocalizations, but can be used for a host of different animals.
I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of tiger sounds from the Preston Project.
So both of the sounds that we just listened to are something called a long roar or a long call, and it's what tigers use to communicate long distance with each other. Now, those sounds may not seem like much, but they can actually travel up to 3 to 5 miles away from that tiger. They have a very complex communication system. I hesitate to call it a language, but there is something there much more than just a meow or a roar or a growl. There's a little bit of research that's guiding us, just kind of the general types of vocalizations they make and what to expect. But as for what frequencies these guys can hit, how often they vocalize, and the behavior behind it, there's not much out there. So we're basically building the database for this.
What gave you the idea to start the Preston Project?
So I actually met a tiger named Tina in Missouri that was from here in Texas. She was someone's pet here in Texas, which is kind of odd to hear at first, but there's actually more tigers in this state alone than there are in the wild anymore.
Who else is involved with the project?
Mostly zookeepers, actually. So we have them setting up the recorders at their facilities. Several zoos throughout the country set them up. And then we actually have multiple zookeepers helping with the analysis, sitting there looking at the pictures of the sound and pulling out all those frequencies that we need.
How intelligent are tigers? Can they remember, you know, places and people and things like that?
Oh, I'm sure they can, especially because I have not worked at the facility that started my research in quite some time. But when I visited, those tigers will talk to me like it was just the day before.
You work as a senior mammal keeper at the Dallas World Aquarium, and it's generated headlines for the exotic animals in its collection. And some criticize it for housing big cats in small enclosures. What do you say to that criticism?
A lot of our exhibits are much more than first meets the eye. So, for example, with our jaguar, he actually has 3 different levels to explore whenever he so chooses. And a lot of the other exhibits are that way, too. We try and make things as natural as possible, which in the end is the best you can offer these animals, giving them a chance to live as natural of a life as possible, while also living in a zoo and being ambassadors for their wild relatives.
Courtney Dunn is the founder of the Preston Project. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.